You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on Saturday's edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to racing at Musselburgh and Kempton in depth on this edition. But there's also racing elsewhere from Carlisle and Haydock, and we've got an evening card at Chelmsford City. There's also Irish racing from Cork as well on Saturday. Plenty of it to come, and you can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from about 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Sam Norris here, joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth, who's going to hopefully point us in the direction of a winner or two on Saturday. You well, Craig?
Yes, very well. Thanks, Sam. Very well indeed.
Good stuff. The betting thus far on Good Friday has been going positively for yourself, which is always a surefire way to put you in a good mood.
Yeah, it's always nice to do the podcast on the back of a winner you've just backed. For me, there's been a real lull in terms of the quality of racing we've had since Cheltenham. You look at today's fields, maximum fields at Linkfield, some great racing at Newcastle. Fortunately, Bath, that did look a good card, was half washed away.
Yeah.
But the sprint races that have left have been, they're not betting heats in terms of, the ground there. But, fantastic to see competitive, good racing. And, once we get Aintree out the way in a couple of weeks, that will lead into the Craven meeting at Newmarket. And it will then be full steam ahead on the flat for several months.
Yeah, good to have some big fields and some qualities, you say, to get stuck into. It's a great time of year, really, because there's a little bit of something on for everyone. We've got great racing on the all-weather, of course, Friday at Lingfield. There's jumps action at Haydock, and then, of course, Fairy House's traditional Easter meeting as well, the Irish Grand National meeting, good flat racing on the turf, Maidan as well, over in the UAE. There's really is something for everyone. If you can't find something you like this weekend, you're struggling.
Indeed, and, I think the fact that we've got Haydock and Carlisle over jumps tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to preview two races on the flat at Musselburgh and Kempton.
Yeah.
Shows for me that the tide is definitely just switching towards the flat. We're getting a lot of summer jumpers starting to come out with the ground that you have to say in places has quickly dried up from where it was a couple of weeks ago. I know we're just starting another wet spell by the looks of things. Haydock Park on Saturday, where it's been bottomless all winter.
To have good in the description.
Good to spot ground for. The races are just going to be completely different in terms of the hurdles track on deep ground really suits prominent runners, where, I think the hold-up horses will have stronger claims on that card on Saturday with the ground conditions dry. Well, we presume they're dry.
Yes.
At Haydock Park, after all.
Yes, indeed. It's good to see as well, because obviously those horses that want spring ground and relish spring ground have not got it thus far. So hopefully the tide is turning in that respect. We're recording this midway through Friday afternoon. We'll look back on a couple of results from Lingfield as well before we get stuck into Saturday's runners and the two races that we've had three races in fact run so far. The Apprentice Handicap and won a little bit earlier on by Take the Helm, but I want to mention the marathon in detail first of all, won by the French raider Funny Kid, who got the better of Lord George and Waters Meet in what was a thrilling finish. Waters Meet, I know you were keen on the horse, I backed the horse as well, sort of ran the race that you wanted to see if you were following Waters Meet from the front, just got collared close home by the two closers, but it was a really good late burst from Funny Kid, and you had to be fairly taken by that, who was beaten a neck by Waters Meet last time out, has come with a late burst to mug him on the line.
Yeah, and to be honest, Funny Kid, because of the tempo, Joe Fanning got to the front of Waters Meet, and he slowed the race right down. And as a result, Funny Kid didn't settle. He was pulling, and he pulled his jockey to the outside because he was running it in the horses with no pace on. So he had to switch him to the outside down the back straight. And I thought, that may have used up more energy than was ideal for Funny Kid. But Joe when he kicked 5.5 furlongs from home, in his previous couple of runs, he's got 3 or 4 lengths advantage on his field with his turn of foot at that stage. That was, you know, never going to happen today. When he pressed the button 5.5 furlongs out, there was a 3 or 4 horses that went with him.
Yes.
And he couldn't gain that advantage. But then into the straight, you think, well, he's tough.
Yeah.
You know, he may just hold on. But Lord George came alongside then. Last the challenge was Funny Kid down the outside. He got the verdict by a nose. It was a good ride. You know, it has to be said, given how much the horse did wrong. You know, the two met at Wolverhampton. There was very little between them then. Funny Kid loomed up large again, travelling well on that occasion. But it was Waters Meet that found more and put in a brave performance back then. But tables turned today. Good ride on Funny Kid, and he was a deserved winner. No excuses for the defeat of Watersmeet. We're licking our wounds after that race.
Yeah, it certainly was a good ride as well. We know Maxime Guillon, a very talented pilot, but of course wouldn't have ridden around Lingfield loads and loads. I think it's his first ever winner at the track, and obviously wouldn't be that au fait with the contours of the all-weather tracks in Britain. Has ridden a few times, but you know, compared to the likes of Joe Fanning in the race, where it's like the back of their hands. So a really good performance by someone who's obviously a top jockey, but is not a Lingfield regular.
Yeah, indeed, very much so. And it is a difficult track to ride. You know, we've seen that even the apprentice handicap on the first race was a typical Lingfield race where many of the horses met trouble in running, Sam. And coming down that hill, particularly when the pace quickened, when Joe quickened it, it's never easy. But, you know, fair play, great ride.
Yeah, definitely was. And the 2:30 race as well has also been run this afternoon. That was won by the favourite Diagnostic, William Haggis and James Doyle teaming up once again. She looks a nice sort, Craig, potentially group class as well, given the way she went through the line and James Doyle, struggling to pull her up a little bit as she went past the line. She looked to have a little bit left in hand after that race.
Yeah, indeed. You know, last year as a 3-year-old, she showed a real smart level of form. But in 2 starts at 4, you know, she hasn't been anywhere near that level. 6 furlongs last time was the possible excuse because she failed to lie up in the early part of the race and was doing all her best work in the latter stages of that contest. She did shape like, you know, a return to 7 furlongs would definitely suit, but, you know, given how much she struggled to go the gallop, you know, maybe thought she'd regressed a little bit from 3 to 4, but today she was on a game, breaking sharply from the stalls, travelling really well within herself and finding plenty up the straight. That was the Diagnostic we've seen last season, and certainly a much improved performance on our 2 runs we've seen so far this year.
Yeah, cracking there, of course, at Lingfield for all weather finals day. We're going to move on to take a look at a couple of races on Saturday's card. Then we go to Musselburgh and Kempton, as mentioned a little bit earlier. We start with Musselburgh. One of the feature races on their card is the Royal Mile Handicap coming up at 3 o'clock. Run over a mile for this third race on the card. Before we get stuck into the race proper, pronunciation-wise, talk to me about this favourite, Craig, because this could be said any one of about 5 ways.
Well, I played a few commentaries back and looked at a few of his races from his juvenile season. I think we're going to go with Ayutia here for the pronunciation, a horse by Loop de Vega. 3 runs last year as a juvenile, Sam, and was very impressive on the last of those 3 starts at Chester. That was over 7 furlongs and heavy ground. I think the step up to mile won't be a problem. And I think, you know, a sharp mile on a right-handed track should play to the horse's strengths. Because when he broke and left the stalls at Chester, he kind of drifted across to his right. But he had far too much early boot for his rivals on that occasion. And he kept lengthening well up the straight. He did show a bit of knee action. You know, I think any further rainfall will definitely be in his favour because he copes with soft conditions really well. But I think the handicapper, you know, has given him a real chance starting him out on a mark of 86. And looking at him last year, you know, he looks the type to do even better at 3. He looks like, you know, he'll fill out and really take off this year as a 3-year-old. And I think this is an excellent starting point from him. The only disappointing factor for Connections is that the prize money last year was £32,000 to the winner. It's dropped to 18.5 this year.
Serious
drop. It is a serious drop in prize money here for the winner, but I think he'll take all the beating. Fake News, a horse that, again, looked like he would improve for the step up in trip because he was putting on real good late work at Wolverhampton last time. He's gone up a fair bit in the weights for that, but you know, he's obviously the danger. Book of Dreams looks held on the Chester form. And the rest have all got, you know, quite a bit of improving to do. So, Yeah, quite keen on the chances of Kevin Ryan's Ayutthaya here.
Ayutthaya in the 3 o'clock race at Musselburgh then gets the vote. We go to a viciously competitive handicap now at Kempton, the 4.20, the Rosebery handicap over just shy of a mile and three here. Class two events with over 30 grand in prize money on offer. And as a result, it's tracked a field of 16. Craig, where do you go for a winner in this one?
Yeah, there's one here that I do like a lot. I think he's crying out for this type of test. A big field handicap where they'll hopefully go an end-to-end gallop. And that horse is a tough rock for Ed Walker. You know, he caught the eye twice last year on his last two runs. Kempton, which, you know, got valuable experience of the track, but they went no pace in the early stages of that contest. They crawled and, you know, he wasn't seen to best effect. This is a... He's quite a big, strong son of Fastnet Rock. You know, he wants a good pace to aim at. That race, you know, definitely wasn't run to suit. And then at Pontefract, he got shuffled to the outside, travelled wider than anybody else in the race. And then Jamie Spencer brought him right across to the stands rail. He was the only horse in the contest that made the bold move to the stands rail. And he only went down just over a length to Silvery Moon that was drawn low, hugged the inside, travelled on the inside, had the perfect passage all the way. So this is a horse that, you know, I'm expecting better again this season, to be honest. He's not badly handicapped on a mark of 85, but, you know, I think the biggest positive for his chances, Sam, is that the big field handicap where they go a good, honest gallop, and hopefully, you know, that will suit a horse that... You wouldn't say he's got an instant turn of foot or it doesn't really quicken, but he just keeps galloping at a good speed.
Tough rock then in that 4.20 race at Kempton, which is the Rosebery handicap. One of two to follow on Saturday's card for Craig. And he's also with Ayutthaya in the 3 o'clock race at Musselburgh. As mentioned, you can join us on Racing Radio from 1.30 for all of the action on Saturday. Plenty of it on, and it should be a good day of racing. So I hope you can join us for all of that. Craig, thanks for your company. Thanks for your selections and best of luck.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.